I don't think I had this before, but I finally got an iPhone. And everybody's like, oh, man, do you got your read receipts on? I'm like, my what? What do you speak of? Yeah, I'm reading your text message. Why? Can you explain, Alex, while you're bringing this up, and if people don't understand the whole read receipts thing, what is this on your phone?
I just wanted to discuss this because I feel like everyone has such a strong opinion. And after, like, kind of surveying my friends, I realized all of us had a different super strong opinion about it. So I was texting with somebody. There's a few guys I'm texting that I've, like, just met on dating apps or whatever.
Get a girl.
And I'm, like, noticing, like, one of them has their read receipts on.
Oh, my gosh. I need to know what guy it is.
Now, explain, though. If somebody doesn't know what read receipts are, what is that?
Read receipts are on an iPhone where you can have it, like, somebody can have it where you know when they've read your text message. So, like, if I send a text to you and you have yours on, then, like, it'll tell me that you read it immediately when you open it. So, I have mine off. So, like, no matter what, when I send a text, they don't know, or when they sent me a text, they don't know whenever I've opened it. I could wait 2 days. I could open it immediately and not text back for 2 days. And, like,
they can't tell.
Yeah, they can't tell. So
interesting.
I have always felt like when a guy has his read receipts on, that means he's super sensitive and vulnerable as a guy. So I said this to my girlfriends last night, and they were all giving me different points of view. So one said, she kind of agreed with me. She said, yeah, it tells people that you aren't playing games. And then someone else said, I think it makes you seem immature. I judge people with their read receipts on.
I think read receipts are a science. There's a science to read receipts. There's a science, and it is games. If you have your read receipts on, you are ready to play some games with them because you want them to know when you've read it, and you are calculating the amount of time you take to respond. And also, at any moment, that guy can turn off his read receipts, and you're going to go crazy. You're going to be like,
why did
he turn them off?
That sounds like Alex, and you just went, oh, no. So I'm assuming this whole question got brought up because you're talking to girls because the guy that we talked about yesterday, man, unless it's another one, hot baby must have his read receipts on.
Yeah, hot baby has his read
and you think
on.
That's so hot and so charming and so cute.
I always like it. I just feel like that makes somebody more transparent because they're like, I don't care if you know that I immediately opened your text. So I look at it differently, and I didn't know how other people felt. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539.
I think it also depends on the guy in this situation. So this guy who has his read receipts on, he could be really into you. You know, you're gorgeous, you're older, whatever. So he's like, I'm not messing around. I'm going to text her back right away. I'm super excited about this girl. But, you know, 2 months ago before he knew you, he could have had his read receipts on with the girl that was his age that he knew, and he wanted to play games with her. You know, he wanted to wait an hour or two to text her back after reading them. He wanted to turn them on, turn them off,
I turn mine off. I'm not dating anybody currently. I've been married for a bit. But just in general, like, if I don't want somebody to know that I actually saw their message, because you ever deal with something like, oh, I don't want to respond to that person right now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to text them back. So it's nice not to have it on so then they don't actually know that you did it.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Like, it's obvious. I'm the only one on the show with my read receipts on.
And if my theory is correct, I said someone that has their read receipts on.
Gosh.
No. My theory was if someone has their read receipts on, they're more sensitive and vulnerable.
And I know why I have my read receipts on, and I will tell you. I do it because I'm nice. I do it for you.
Listen to him right now. He's saying, I do it for you. It's because I'm nice.
I do it for the other person because let's say this. Let's say you text me something very important, Alex. Like there's an interview tomorrow. We have to schedule it right now or else we're going to lose it. Let's say I'm home sleeping. That little message is going to say delivered all day. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, has Pork Chop seen this or has he not? If I'm home sleeping and it says delivered, then you know I didn't see it. If it says read, then I obviously saw it.
But you're also, like, the way you say it, like, I do it for the other person's peace of mind and all this. Like, so see, one, I feel like that fits into my theory a little bit more, but also you're, like, a very passive people-pleaser person. So does this mean that Hot Baby is a little bitch?
Yeah, he's gonna be.
Morning, we are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Okay, we've been hearing for a while now, hey, there was a winner of the $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot and we know where it's at in South Carolina, but nobody came forward. So like, oh no, they must have died.
Yeah, or like, they don't happened? Even know that they won.
Yeah, like what if they threw their ticket away?
Right.
Like, Wendy, I told you not to throw away the ticket. Well, guess what? We do know now that there is a winner, and they've claimed the prize of the $1.5 billion, bless you, dollars. And that's only going to be $877 million after taxes.
So
they're going to be really having a hard time getting by with a little less than $1 billion.
They're going to need a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I don't know if we can help them out or not, but we should consider it. But yeah, they actually want to remain anonymous, so we're never going to know who it is. Lottery officials say the winner allowed another customer to make a ticket purchase in front of them. They're like, oh, go ahead, Alex. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, what? I don't think I could live with myself.
Oh, my God. I would be fine with that if that was me. I would be mad if it's like I let Alex go ahead of me and Alex won. I'm like, that was my ticket. Alex has my ticket. Yeah,
that's what I couldn't do. I couldn't be the guy that let somebody go ahead of me.
Oh, so, yeah, so there you go. But that's still pretty cool that we finally know who that actual person is going to be.
Would you feel like you would have to track down that person that let you cut them to give them some of that money?
Well, no, it worked for this person, but yeah, if I was the person that like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think
I'd be nice.
I think I'd have to, I mean, if you have almost $1 billion after cash, yeah, I think you can give them like $10 million, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, cause come on, a million is not going to help anybody, but 10 million, that's a start. Okay. A massive fire. This is an incredible story. And actually I'll have some photo and video up on Joe's Need to Know News at joeandalexshow.com. This massive fire nearly destroyed a West Virginia church in the middle of the night. But when digging through the rubble the next morning, firefighters found not a single Bible was burned or a single cross was harmed. How insane is that?
Whoa, I love stories like this.
It's just like, I shall protect the Bibles. But I mean, it's like, even if you're not religious or not, you're like, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, that's pretty freaky. Nothing else survived the fire?
No.
Wow.
Like, is that the rubble and it was just that?
And that's like on Ground Zero, like with 9/11, just that one American flag was still standing mm-hmm. and nothing else was standing. Like, to me, those types of things, like, are meant to happen.
I feel like this is a Live the Web girl as a young little kiddo. And this video is also going to be up on the Need to Know News blog. It's so cute. She ends up getting in trouble at school. She goes to school in St. Louis. Her mom asked her why she put a boy in a headlock.
What happened at school?
I took a headlock down Jack and took it down.
You took him down? Why? What did he say? Did he say he wanted to marry you?
Yeah, but kids don't get married, so that's why I put a headlock down in him. And that's why I took him down.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
That's the greatest thing ever.
No, let's not put headlocks on boys, okay?
Oh, the girl's so cute. She reminds me of the kids in Talladega, and I was like, I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
That is so girl. Cute.
Precious, that girl is a badass.
But that is 3-year-old Liv right there when a guy tried to pull something. This, I'm sure we'll agree, is the dumbest thing ever, but I just don't understand it. Limos and party buses have been banned at a Lakeland Regional High School in New Jersey. The school district says it is the intent of safety and equality for everybody, as some students aren't able to afford the cost of fancy transportation. Students will now pay $15 to ride a school-sponsored coach bus to the dance, because it's about 45 minutes each way. Here's the, I believe, the superintendent. She's talking about it.
We make sure that the prom, which is 45 minutes away from our campus, we make sure that our students can get to it there and back here safely. We have students from various backgrounds. We have from socioeconomic backgrounds. And we wanted to provide an even playing field for all students.
I get that in general in life, but it's like prom, like I didn't have a limo, but I wasn't like, hey, kids that can afford a limo, you can't have one.
I just feel like this is so overblown and so unfair.
And prom's the time where I think a lot of people, if you do go in a limo, it's the first time ever. Like, how cool is that? You're looking forward to it, and now you're not going to get to it. Well, let's find out. What do the students think about this?
Our siblings have done it, older grades have done it, and there's no problem.
It's going to change the experience a lot.
You get a dress, you get your makeup, hair, nails, whatever, and then you get a limo. It's just one of the parts of prom.
And the limo and the party bus is the best part of the night. Like, it's so exciting. It's one of the only, it's some of the kids' first times ever being on a limo, and that's exciting.
The school did say, though, they are going to allow kids to hook up on the bus, so that's good that they're allowing something.
Yeah, I was going to say, how else are they going to be able to pregame for the prom?
No, that will be happening, Liv. I mean,
dude,
the school does care.
Full disclosure. I was so hammered at my after prom. and my mother was working. She had volunteered to work it. And I was avoiding her all night. She, to this day, probably thinks because I was embarrassed that my mom's working. No, I was drunk AF.
My friends snuck in an entire fifth of vodka into the prom. Like, they checked everyone's purse. I don't know how this one girl that transferred from a public school to our, like, Catholic private school really stirred things up when she
got that street sense right there.
Yeah, she does. She got that street smart. She snuck it in the bathroom and all the girls all night were going in there to take pulls from it.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. And finally, I love internet challenges or fads, but I gotta call BS even, but I can't test this out because I don't have it. Does anybody have Vans shoes?
Yes.
Yep.
On you right now, or just you have them?
I have them.
Okay. Well, I got over here? Some Adidas. Have you seen this online? They're saying a new online challenge has people throwing their Vans shoes across the floor to see if they land upright. Vans has no comment on this, so they're not saying if it's true or not, but somebody started it, probably just to be stupid on the internet, and they threw their Vans shoes a bunch of times. Every time, lands like shoe up, like the right way.
I feel like that makes sense because they're like bottom heavy, so they're going to land on the bottom. Like, well, the bottom is like heavy. And, like, it's like a thick rubber.
Wouldn't any shoe do
that?
That's
what I'm saying. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try my Adidas. You don't think so? What shoes do you have?
No. I have Nikes on right now, but I feel like not all shoes.
Watch out, Alex. Hold on. Over her head.
Yep. It landed right side up.
Okay, Adidas also have this cool feature.
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like some shoes are pretty, like, lightweight.
What do you have?
I have Nikes on right
now. Toss them. Please.
I've got Adidas too.
All right, toss your Adidas in the air.
Your guys' Adidas are
landed
like
right side up.
Oh! Liv tosses it.
Oh, sideways.
Told you, mine didn't because mine are running shoes, so they're like super lightweight. So like the heaviest part might be like the laces.
Well, hers are also made in a sweatshop by little kids. That's why.
The weirdest part is that when Liv just took her shoe off and threw it, there was still a foot in there.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number to be part of the conversation. That is 833-563-2539. Want to know how you like to ride around in an Uber? This is kind of viral. An Uber driver's menu gives you different ride options. This 38-year-old driver is out in Seattle. His name's George. And he gives passengers, when you get into the ride, Alex, some options by handing them a driving menu, not food. You don't get to choose if you get goldfish or nuggets or anything like that. But there's five different types of rides that you can choose from.
Okay, like what?
Okay, how about this? Number one, the first choice is called Stand Up, where he tells jokes and funny stories about his poor life choices, including his time in jail.
Now, the jail part gets me. Now I'm interested.
Okay, otherwise you wouldn't care about, like, I don't care about your life, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to hear jokes, but maybe your story about being in jail.
Okay, number two option on the menu is a silent ride where he won't bother you at all.
Yeah.
Is that like your favorite one, probably?
100%. I hate talking in an Uber.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm the complete opposite of that. How weird when you don't talk in an Uber ride. And we'll get to that in a second. But I want to go through the other three ones. There's a number three ride option. There's a therapy ride where you get to vent and talk about all the stuff that's stressing you out. Mm. I kind of like that one.
I like that
one. Yeah, of course Joe would.
What does that mean? I am nothing that stresses me out. I'm the happiest guy in the world.
You're the classic, like, I just met you, let me dump all of my problems on you type of person.
What?
He does it at every Radio Now event.
Every event, every single time you meet someone. It's funny because, like, coworkers will all look at each other and be like, we'll take bets. Like, how long you got? Like, we'll be like, it'll take him 6 minutes to walk away from this conversation. It'll be 3 minutes. Like, it'll be 10 minutes. He'll sit here and tell them all about his life. I grew up in Michigan. This is the five. This is what it looks like in the state. This is where I live. Like, it's just you. The whole we
it's
know
called
the whole
the hand.
Story.
It's the mitten, not the five.
Whatever. You were like, we know exactly what you're gonna say.
We take bets on like if you're gonna drop the like dad or if like you're gonna drop your mom working a lot.
Yeah.
Oh God, man. Apparently, it's more obvious than I thought. 833-JOE-ALEX. Okay, there's two other options, but these are kind of jokes on the menu. I mean, maybe they're possible to have happen. The creepy ride where he doesn't say anything, but he keeps on staring at you. In the rearview mirror.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to say he was going to ball and gag you and throw you in the trunk or something. I was like, sign me up for that.
That's the pork chop. And finally, the menu concludes with this ride, the rude ride, where he'll just try to be as rude as possible to you.
That's kind of fun. There is a very famous restaurant that I'm not sure. It was called Ed DeBevick's in Chicago years ago. I don't know if they still have it, but they... are that's their thing. Like, you go there and they're rude
there's
to you.
There's also, like, a really popular one that's, oh, like, it, everywhere called, like, Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, Dick's Last Resort.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that one.
I've never been there. I'm afraid they'd be so mean to me.
I've never
You'd
been there either.
You'd probably cry. I've been there.
I would.
I've been there for my sister's bachelorette party, and it was so much fun. But my cousin was ruder to all of them. And then I went one time on spring break, and me and my friends actually got kicked out because my friends were too rude to the staff.
Like, what does that mean? Like, how are they too rude?
My friends, like, stole their megaphones. And,
oh, that's
like,
funny.
They would, like, the staff tried to be rude to them, and they're just, like, way, way, way bigger jerks. So they were, like, coming back tenfold. And, like, I think they made, like, one of the wait staff cry.
What?
And so we got, yeah, we had to leave. We got kicked out.
Then you
got
to fire somebody if they cry and their job's to be a jerk to people. Going back to, I guess, one of the original options on that driving menu, Alex, you don't want to talk to people? Like, when I'm, if Pork Chop's driving you for Uber or Lyft, you just want him not to say a word and just get you to your spot?
Yep. I want to listen to music.
See, you know why I have such a high Uber rating? It's because, you know, I'm able to judge people. If they want to talk, I'll talk with them. I can tell if they don't want to talk, so I won't talk with them. So that's why my rating is so high. By the way, my rating went back up a point.
Well, okay. I knew somehow this topic would get hijacked, and that's why I'm afraid to bring these stories that involve you. But I just find it interesting because me, I'm like, let's talk. If they want to talk, if they don't talk at all, then I'll be quiet. But I love to get a conversation going with my Uber or Lyft driver. I like to interview them and get to know about them. I really don't talk about myself, Liv.
That's highly, highly
debatable. Are you serious?
Debatable.
I only bring out myself with people to share my side because I want to get to know their side. Mm. It's not just like, me.
Maybe
I'm like, what about you?
Maybe that's your intentions, but that's not what's happening.
People feel trapped. They feel trapped. And, like, that's the thing is because of this whole thing and how Joe is in conversations and, like, he's going to get into an Uber driver or into an Uber and we're going to hear about on the news how the Uber driver ended up driving off a cliff because that was the only way he could get out of the conversation.
Okay, now that's a little bit dramatic. Oh, this is such a tough story. I don't know what I would do. Hey, good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've ever been involved with wrestling, maybe you got a kiddo that wrestled, maybe you were a wrestler or involved in the sport, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A high school senior in Colorado blew his shot at a state title. I mean, this kid was doing really well in the tournament for the state and had a chance at making the title. Well, he refused, though. He got eliminated to do that because he refused to wrestle a girl in the state tournament. The 18-year-old never competed against a girl. As a matter of fact, his whole season, he was faced with the option to do so and potentially moved one round closer to the goal of winning that state wrestling title, but instead, you know what? I'm going to forfeit. I will not wrestle her. He cited personal and religious beliefs for not wanting to wrestle a girl. And I guess, I don't know the religious belief, like, off my hand, like, oh, Matthew blah, blah, blah says this. But, I mean, if that's his belief, that's his belief, and that's fine, it's respectable. But I wouldn't wrestle a girl just because I don't want to actually lose to her. Like, that would be my fear. Like, there's no way I'll ever, if I would have been a wrestler in high school, I would have never wrestled a girl. Because it's a lose-lose situation. If you beat her, well, duh, you're a guy, right? And then if you actually lose to her, like, oh, you lost to a girl.
That makes you a coward. Also,
every guy's a coward then.
Yeah, if the reason why you don't want to fight a girl is because you're scared you're going to lose to her and people are going to make fun of you that you lost to a girl, one, you're a coward. Those people saying that are cowards because there are so many women that could beat you up so badly, Joe.
Oh, I know. Well, listen, when I go to Title Boxing Club, you know, these women can punch harder than most of the guys I know.
1,000%. And there's the thing. That's why it's like, oh, you lost to a girl. Like that saying just like it makes me so, so angry and so mad. And so I first judged this article just based on like what you said and just like the title of it. And I was like, this guy is a jerk. I read it. I respect his decision. It would have been cool if he would have wrestled her, but like, I respect his decision. And he seems like a really stand-up guy, honestly.
And another thing I just thought of, and I'm not trying to be gross, so don't look at me like I'm the creepy guy. I don't think if I was a guy too, I don't think I'd wrestle a girl because what if just your bodies are rubbing around each other?
Oh my God.
What if something happened? No, see, you're looking at me like that, Liv, and you're grabbing your hand and Alex, and you're bringing God into this. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to have a cup on.
Oh, you wear cups?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, wrestling.
Oh, I didn't know they wore cups.
Any sports, I'm usually like prone to believe that guys are wearing that.
All right, let's talk to Justin this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you want to join in. Hey, Justin, what'd you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, I respect his decision wholeheartedly, and I think it's just kind of with society kind of being a little sensitive nowadays. You know, I think the kid is getting quite a bit of backlash for not competing and giving it his all, but I, you know, handily support his decision just because if it was a different situation where it was out in public and they were wrestling in, you know, the neighborhood, everybody would be viewing it as, oh, he's beating up on a woman or he's putting his hands on a woman, and I just don't think that. So a girl should be able to compete with the men no matter how good she is, just because every man or boy is going to take it a little bit easier on them just for the fear of hurting them.
That's an interesting point. Liv, what do you think about that?
I think that's like, I don't think that's fair. Like, I think that they should try as hard as they can. And if this girl is saying that she is to the level where she can compete with men and males, then people should take that seriously. I don't get why they're not taking it seriously. Now, like, I would never go against a male wrestling unless it was, like, my 3-year-old nephew because I'm not in the physical shape. I don't have that physical capacity. But if a girl is saying that she does and coaches are saying that she does, then people should take her seriously and fight her hard like they would a guy.
But as a guy, you don't want to hurt a girl. You're taught from a young age not to hurt a girl.
Not to change the sport, but the girl who signed a Division I contract or scholarship for football as a non-kicker, what happens the first time where she gets blindsided and she's paralyzed because she's going against men that are 230 pounds and deadlift 400 pounds and just blindside her? I mean, should they have taken it easier on her because she was a female? And I guess it just gets into the aspect of, well, how much effort do you put or how do you tone it down? Because in the same sport, if that girl gets hurt and her life is forever altered, now he's going to be viewed as, instead of somebody who gave a female a competitive run, as somebody who ruined her life.
Well, I don't think that those football players should take it any easier on her. I think that's a problem. Now, if a girl is not able to recover or like from a tackle, then they should not be in the sport. But if they can, then they should be. But they shouldn't take it any easier just because she's a girl.
Hey, thank you, Jess. You know what I wonder too? Seriously, like girls, like how do you get shoulder pads on if you have boobs?
Like, I mean, they go on your shoulders. It's not like they go like, I've seen shoulder pads.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I mean, I got moves and I played football, so I guess anything's possible. Hey, Grace, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this guy? He's like, you know what? I just, for personal reasons, I do not want to do this.
Well, my brother's a wrestler, and at my school, the girls wrestle. So they're actually paired up with the guys, and it's dishonorable for them to not wrestle with the girls. So,
interesting. Okay. So you think that he was kind of, you know, being dishonorable and should have done it?
Well, yeah, because you're still giving the girl a chance because it's kind of like turning down a girl from, like, any sport and everything. So,
all right. Hey, Grace, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Brittany. Brittany, your daughter wrestles. Is that right?
She does, yeah. She's an 11-year-old girl, and she trains just as hard as the boys do, and she fights just as hard in the matches.
So what do you think, though? This guy says, you know, if he was 11 and eventually got to high school with your daughter, he wouldn't wrestle her.
I think it's crazy. Like, she deserves to have a chance to beat or compete with people that have worked as hard as she has this entire time. I don't understand the religious side. I don't know his beliefs, just like you guys said. But the personal beliefs, I really think is he doesn't want to get beat by a girl.
Joe?
Yeah?
There's only one way to solve this.
How are we going to solve it?
Get the boxing bell out. Liv, it's time to box. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say I need to wrestle Brittany's 11-year-old daughter. I'm like, bring it. I'll show her what's up.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nick Jonas talked to James Corden about how the Jonas Brothers reunion happened.
About a year and a half ago, we started filming a documentary. Basically, the documentary tracks kind of just our childhood into our time with the band. And it was going to be a story about where we are today. And that was separate lives, doing separate things, Joe with DNCE, and me with my solo stuff. And we started to realize there was a magic that we felt like we were missing. And so the process was basically just, why don't we give this another shot? We started playing a little music together and realized right away, this is where we're meant to be.
And Ben Affleck talked with the Today Show about not being in denial that he's an alcoholic.
It doesn't really bother me to talk about alcoholism and being an alcoholic. It's a part of my life. It's something that I deal with. It doesn't have to sort of subsume my whole identity and be everything, but it is something that, you know, you have to work at. And, you know, I feel like I had a problem and I really want to address it. And I take some pride in that. And I hope that, you know, and it is, it's about yourself, your life, your family. And, you know, people, we encounter these kinds of hurdles and we have to deal with them.
Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, was criticized on social media for a video he posted online. The video showed a 7-year-old daughter using his pocket knife to pop balloons. He later apologized after some comments pointed out the dangers in the situation. He was just criticized after posting a video of his daughter shooting a rifle not very long ago.
I'm not like the craziest person that wants kids to just run wild with all kinds of stuff, but a pocket knife, isn't that like 1 or 2 or 3 inches? Like, what are the possible things that could go wrong popping a balloon?
Probably hitting, you know, slicing your fingers or something.
I guess. I just think like you're jabbing at it, but okay.
And Hillary Clinton, is she going to be running for president? Here's what she had to say.
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe.
Coming up in less than an hour, there was a very sad TV death yesterday I'll tell you about.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, check this out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you missed it yesterday, like Liv the Web Girl was out sick, you missed something pretty big. Alex shared she's been talking to a guy that we're calling Hot Baby. We're going to catch you up on that and find out why she's already worried.
Is there a problem already? You will not believe what happened yesterday.
All right, that's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, because boy, we're going to be talking about this, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you missed it yesterday, Alex told us kind of some big news. She's been talking to a guy that she's calling Hot Baby. Here's what you missed.
His name is Hot Baby because he is single-handedly one of the hottest guys I have ever seen in my life. I mean, I want to inject him into my frickin' veins. He is so hot. But the problem is, and maybe it's not a problem, it's just different for me. The reason I'm calling him Hot Baby is because he's literally a baby. Well, he's 23 years old.
Okay, so that was yesterday. We're back live now here. Are you done salivating?
No, I'm not done salivating
yet.
You
are so thirsty.
No, it's just like that's how hot he is. But, okay, so like yesterday part of this I had talked about was, you know, because he is only 23, I'm 26, but like he just graduated from college and everything is like, you know, figuring life out and everything. So my concern was he had kind of said, like mentioning like our first time meeting up, like, oh, well, we should like, you know, our friends should meet up, like going out to the bars or whatever. And I was just like, oh, that's so lame. Like, is that immature? Like, is that a red flag? Like that he doesn't want to take me out on a real date first. And so a lot of you chimed in. It was honestly split 50-50. I had people telling me to run.
I feel like it was more than 50-50.
Well, I had people telling me to run. And then I had people telling me like, oh my gosh, this is so normal. It's not a big deal at all. He's so chill, whatever. So yesterday he ended up kind of clarifying that. And it was exactly what Joe had said. Like, he's just like, oh my gosh, I just thought it would be like low pressure, like just a fun way to like meet each other. And, you know, if it goes well, then yeah, like I absolutely, he's like, I'm not uncultured swine. I would take you out.
And that was like, when he said like, it was one of your big fears. You're like, yeah. Oh God, he's so dumb and just boring and basic.
But something else happened yesterday that had me so shook. I did not respond to this guy for like maybe an hour because I could not find the words of what the heck I was supposed to say.
Oh, he didn't send you a D-pic, did he?
So I had some hesitations about this guy because of some things that I had found out. So I asked him who his favorite artists were, like musical artists. He says, Migos, for one.
Okay, which, well, like, I mean, that's kind of scary to you?
No, it's just like, that's not, like, Migos is fun. Like, everybody likes Migos, but, like, that's your favorite of all time? I'm gagging. Like, that's so lame. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, I love Taylor Swift, but I like a lot of really good music. Like, this is just embarrassing, and it just makes me feel like he's 15 years old. So, he says he loves Migos. Liv is dying. He says he likes Migos. I'm getting hives. Then I ask him, what's your favorite type of movie? He says anything chick flick or with Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Then I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm getting real nervous. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm texting my girlfriends. I said, I got to ask him where he likes to eat. If he says freaking Applebee's, I'm going to slip my wrist. I'm like freaking out. I just know. And my friend said he's not going to say Applebee's, Alex. He's just going to say something that's Applebee's adjacent. And so like we are pinning this guy
let me tell you, did I ever hit the nail on the head? And now I don't know what the heck to do. I asked him, so where do you like to eat? This is his response. Well, I love a good steak, honestly, like Texas Roadhouse or Outback Steakhouse. Love it so much. But I'm also a huge fan of Mexican and Olive Garden.
What is wrong with that?
Alex, this guy's perfect.
Yeah, what is wrong with this
guy? Are you joking me?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What's wrong? You're acting like you're saying he's unrefined. It's like, okay, maybe he doesn't like to go drop $200 or $300 at a steakhouse, but you can still get a good steak at Roadhouse or anywhere.
Anyone that knows anything knows that if you're somebody that like knows good food and good steak, like you're going to say Ruth's Chris or you're going to say Morton's, or if you live in Indianapolis, like St. Elmo's, you know what
I mean?
But
there's still good cuts of meat at those other places.
Not Applebee's. Here's the thing. I love Texas Roadhouse and Outback and, you know, all the places he listed. I do like them. But when someone says, where do you like to eat? Where do you like to get a good steak? Guys, all I responded was, after so long, I finally responded. I said, oh my God, oh my God. He said, what? I said, you said a good steak is from Outback. I'm horrified. He said, haha, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm just a 23-year-old kid, not even a year removed from college.
Oh my God, this
help!
Is, you're ruining it. Why are you already ruining it after 1 week?
I said, wrong thing to say, buddy. Wrong thing to say. So I don't know what to do. I am beside myself.
You talk yourself out of everything. This kid
is perfectly
fine. Outback has great steaks.
I have such a wide range of emotions, from like hysterically laughing over this to literally almost in tears, like calling my girlfriends like, guys, I can't do this. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just can't date again. Like, this is why I don't do this.
Zach,
this is why I hate dating.
Zach,
this
talk
is
to
why
Alex.
No, this is why I was single for like a year and a half before I started dating, you know, my last boyfriend, because I hate this. And this is the kind of crap that I deal with.
Zach, go ahead. You're on with Alex.
But Alex, I think you're going to have a hard time. I think you're going to have a hard time finding yourself a guy if you're that overconfident in yourself that a guy who likes Outback is not good enough for you. I mean,
no,
I don't
you're
really
missing
like
the point.
Roadhouse. I'm more of a Logan's guy, but they're good food. Like,
the
it's
steak
not
at
like,
a Logan's or an Outback is just as good as a Ruth Chris.
Shop.
Go ahead, live the web, girl. What's on our social media at Joan Alex Show?
Tony on Twitter said, she's spot on. He's a rebound. A pretty face with zero grace. Run away.
Like, I'm just, you're missing the point. I like to eat at those places, like, casually, like, on a Sunday for lunch. And yes, I order steak or whatever, and it's good. But, like, when you're talking about, like, lifestyle and fine dining and like also just the music taste and everything, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dating a basic bitch. Like, he's a basic bitch.
Wait, please tell me what his favorite music is one more time.
Migos.
Stop it. See, like, you're acting like you're some fine reserve wine.
I'm not.
Is that what you're looking for? But are you looking for somebody? Because he doesn't sound
I'm
like
not,
that
but
bad
I'm 26,
to me.
But I'm 26, and I'm getting, like, you know, 16-year-old vibes. Like, this is so,
oh my
like,
God.
It's high school to
I
me.
Think
like, to
your
say,
taste
like,
is so picky.
No,
listen to me this week.
It's normal. My taste is normal.
If you ask a majority of people out on the streets today, where do you like to go for a steak? They're not going to give you the top-tier places, which are good, I'm sure, like Ruth Chris or any other fan. Fancy places like that, they're going to say,
"Oh,
that's
not
I
where
will...
you can go weekly." I'm saying, but that's
no,
where
no,
you
no.
know the
but
best steak is.
I think it's the question you asked him. Then
I'm
it's
not asking
be.
Him to take me there. I just said, "Where do you like to go if you could go anywhere?" And he's going to tell me, "Freaking Olive Garden."
What's wrong with pasta and breadsticks? Have you had the salad? I am so tired of you bashing my favorite places.
Like, okay, how often do I eat at Chick-fil-A? Literally daily.
Every day. They've
daily.
Said, please take a break.
But when someone says, you know, where are your favorite places to eat? I'm not going to say that like as in a, like when I'm wanting a real, legit dining, sit down, good experience.
Sarah, hold on. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Sarah? You're on with Alex, too.
Hey, Alex. Would you rather him be this like lying guy who's like, oh, yeah, I'll schmooze you with, like, St. Elmo's and Ruth Chris.
No, because I had that before, and look how that turned out.
See, exactly. Like, you want an honest guy. Like, when it really comes down to dating, like, it doesn't matter, like, what steak he's eating. It's, like, the fact that he was honest with you, it was like, I'm a baby. I know. Like,
you know how you know if he's a baby or not?
Yeah, he was like, he goes, you can change me.
Oh,
that's
my
what he
God.
Said.
What,
he
his
said,
diaper? his diaper.
Liv is horrified. Problematic. That tweet is problematic. Now, I just think this whole thing is hilarious because I know Alex very well. So I just think this is all straight comedy.
Oh, my God.
But
Stephanie,
that line, I will say, is problematic.
Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, sorry. I think that Alex has to be out of her mind. Like, what is the big deal of going to Applebee's or Olive Garden? I mean, does she have to have a man that goes to Ruth Chris or...
It's honestly
Horton
not
Steakhouse?
Even the, like, it's not even like a 4 or 5 star experience. It's more like eating local. Like, I was expecting him to give me like the name of a really good restaurant in his town, because he doesn't live here, where he like loves to go and like tells me about it. Like, to me, it says something about somebody if they only eat at chain restaurants versus local, no matter what the
Wait,
price is.
Wait, what does it say though? Because like, I can't tell you
it just
anything
says you're
local.
Like not cultured, you're basic. Like, what I'm saying, like, he likes chick flicks, Leonardo DiCaprio movies, Migos, and freaking Outback.
You
like,
know what's funny
nothing,
is that
okay,
Alex
here's the thing,
is
it seems
cultured.
One-dimensional to me. I'm not
but you
cultured
like
that. But
you ask him like what he likes. I mean, that is what he likes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, is like, he the wrong guy for me?
Well,
so this
of course,
is not the
yes,
Egyptian,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, no, the Egyptian's no longer in the picture.
Absolutely. This guy might be hot, but I think this guy's
yeah.
the wrong
no!
guy for Alex.
When are you guys getting together, like a week or so?
He wants to. I definitely do. Here's the thing.
Make
so,
out.
As funny as this was, and I was like so worried, I was like, I literally told him, I don't even think we can talk anymore. We ended up texting the rest of the day into the night. We talked on the phone.
What's he sound like?
I learned a lot about him, and he's way more mature than I thought. And he sounds like he has a great family. He has like the coolest career. He works in pro baseball and stuff. So I think all of that is super cool. It's just that
it's
there
just
are little
that you're
things
too
about him.
Bougie.
Yeah. I'm a little bougie. He's a little basic. But you know what? Maybe opposites will attract, and we'll have, and I will have a hot baby with hot baby.
Yeah. Oh God! Well, you got to get married and actually do it first. You know how you're going to tell if he's a baby or not when you go get that steak at that fancy place if he asks for ketchup or not.
Oh, I was going to say if he asked me to cut it up for him.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you.
Oh gosh. Why isn't that deleted yet?
Delete it!
I can't. Calm down.
That's funny. Bloopers.
Anyways,
live radio.
We got to talk about this here. We got a real life unsolved mystery on our hand, and that is, where in the hell has my mug gone? I was, some would say, Santa Joe for Christmas, and it came a few weeks late, but I got Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe. I thought some pretty cool mugs, even though they screwed up when they printed them, but they're all solid black. They've got the really cool ombre Joe and Alex Show logo on them. There's actually a photo, if you scroll down on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, you got to go down farther, but I know I posted one when we first got them, so you can see it back around Christmas. Now, I'm dealing with an issue that my mug's gone. It's been gone now for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and when I brought it up, everybody's like, oh, Joe, you probably misplaced it. Oh, Joe, you're such a klutz. You probably took it home and forgot it. Oh, Joe.
Okay, we were wrong.
Yeah, you guys were wrong, because guess what? I didn't misplace my coffee mug. I put it in the same spot behind me every day when I leave. It's been stolen by somebody, and I think you can see this right now on our Instagram story. I shared it yesterday. They created an Instagram account, and they're called the_mugger. Like a coffee mug?
This is so creepy.
It's really bothering me that my coffee mug has been taken, and they keep on posting pictures and videos every couple of days, kind of just like teasing and threatening with like a knife to it.
Yeah, I was going to say like
a hammer.
It's not just like funny like, oh, somebody's taunting us, they stole Joe's mug. Like what's going on is they're posting videos and pictures and boomerangs and stuff of them holding Joe's mug, like putting it in a cage, and then one, they have a knife like Joe said, and another one they've got like creepy gloves and they're like rubbing the mug. Like everything that this person is doing is beyond freaky.
And it's really starting to bother me. But then I had an anonymous tip yesterday saying that, hey, somebody close to you might be involved with the disappearance of your mug.
It's not me.
Liv, have you done anything
with my mug. I understand we've had a rough patch the past week or two. We have some off-air disagreements, and hopefully we can come together as a family. That being said, that's not why my mug's missing, is it?
No, I'm definitely not one to, like, play around when I'm mad at you. I'm definitely going to just, like, speak my mind and give it to you.
This Instagram is too elaborate. Like, I'm too lazy to come up with something like this.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm already dealing with our Instagram, my Instagram, helping my boyfriend with his Instagram.
The Kardashians.
I've got too much going on, especially all this Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson drama.
Yeah, she's busy.
I've got too much going on.
Now, you know who's got their head down, like acting like they're working right now, who I think actually is the person that's involved with it? Maybe not the creator, but definitely a perpetrator. Producer Porkchop.
Yes.
He is a producer.
Well, some would say. I've heard through the grapevine that somehow you might be involved with the disappearance of my coffee mug.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell me. What'd you hear?
I'm not going to give out the details.
I
want
so,
you
because
to know
it's not
me.
True.
Well, don't be so quick to like dismiss it, but it like there's one here too, Alex, where it say, "What's it gonna be, Joe?" And they cut out all the letters out of a magazine, and they did it very nicely too. I almost feel like it would be a female that would do this, but it's creepy as hell. You can see it right now on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Click on the story.
I feel like it's more likely to be you doing this than any of
there's,
us.
There's no way. You guys know that I'm pretty lazy too. First of all, it would not look that neat. It's way too clean. Like, I'm not that, but you can see a reflection in one of the photos. I kind of pinched it in there, you know, when you look at something.
You can, like, click the post. We reposted one of the things that they put up on our story, Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show.
So, Porkchop, somebody told me in the building that you're involved with it, that you know more than you're letting on.
I'm not involved with it, and I don't know anything about it.
Right now, you know, let me quote you on the record, because there'll be a hell of a retribution or a payback.
Okay.
Ooh.
You know nothing.
Okay.
You know nothing, you're saying, at all about where my coffee mug might be, if somebody in the building might be the person. Because it's gone. I think they've actually taken it off-site.
I do know something. Somebody took your mug.
Wait, that's it? That's all
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he's right. I do know something. I know someone took his mug.
Yeah, well, we all know that part. I don't know, but yesterday, weren't they threatening to throw it and break it or something?
Yeah, they're like, if we're not going to talk, then I guess we're going to have to do something about it.
Oh, my God. Like, you have to look at this. Instagram, at Joan Alex Show. You have to find it.
I'm not paying a ransom.
What if that is what they want? Well, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be somebody saying, play my mixtape on the Joe and Alex Show, or I'm breaking your mug.
The hot fire. All right, I'm mark my words now. Porkchop's behind this.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's any of us. I think it's somebody else. I think it's somebody that works with us. I don't think it's any of us on the show.
I'm going to doo-doo on your desk if it is you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show.
Liv the Web Girl, the youngest person on the show. What is your age again?
I'm 24.
Okay, so I think she's in touch with things now that Alex is a very old woman at 26, you know. Kind of facing down the
she's
end of life.
She's shaking her head. She's pissed.
She's saying something, but she's too tired because she's so old.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So Live the Web World's got the slang words to kind of keep us in the know. So what are we working with today? We're going to learn.
Okay, so the first one is nothing like very new, but bet. So people will say bet like if you're like, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this girl or I'm going to ask her out. They'll be like, bet. Like, if you'll do it,
yeah.
You know? So they just say bet. But now it is completely transformed into just okay. If you want to say okay to something, now it's just bet.
Well, I don't understand. Were we saying okay before we were ever
We've
saying
We've always
bet?
Said okay. Like,
right,
okay.
Right, right. But instead of being like if you're like, oh, hey, Liv, I need you to put this up on our Instagram, bet. I would say
So I'm going to start
bet.
Seeing that from you now.
I would respond as bet. And that just means okay. So you no longer say okay anymore.
Oh.
You just say bet.
That sounds like a lot more work.
Yeah, this is confusing.
You just say bet. Just say bet from now on. Instead of okay, just bet. So if your kid or something or whatever is saying bet, that just means okay. It's not like they're trying to, you know, rival you.
See, yeah,
something.
That's exactly what I would think. If I told my like 8-year-old, hey, go clean your room, and they say bet, I would
right,
smack them
right,
across
right.
the
like,
mouth.
Bet they're your not, ass about to get beat.
They're not trying to challenge you. They're just saying okay.
Okay, got it.
So bet just means okay.
I appreciate that. I get it, but I don't know what she's talking about. Okay.
Bet. Okay.
Yeah, just
all right.
Bet. Exactly. You get it, Alex.
Bet, yeah.
All right. The next is fubbing. Which I feel like
sounds like a really weird kink.
Right, right. But it's not. This is just when someone
is like favoring their phone over you. So right now, Porkchop is fubbing all of us. Porkchop is on his phone.
What are you fubbing on Grindr for?
Guarantee he's looking at pictures of Hot Baby again.
No, I am not, actually. I'm dealing with our technical producer in Houston because we're having some issues right now.
Oh, okay. Either way, he's fubbing us, okay? So like if someone is like on their phone instead of listening to us, or like Joe, if you're talking to your wife and she's on her phone, or if you're trying to show your wife a video and she's on your phone, she's fubbing you. So like you would say, I went out for a date with Johnny and he didn't stop fubbing me the whole time. It was so rude.
See, if you wouldn't have told me, I'm like, oh man, you guys just met and you guys are fubbing? Like, I just would assume it's something like Alex brought up.
It's not inappropriate. It's just something that's rude. And I'm sure we all do it. And this is very, very, like, common.
So fubbing on a date, huge no-no. Like,
huge
first date.
Huge red flag. Yeah. Awful. Fubbing in a relationship. Fubbing actually causes, like, breakups, divorces.
What if you've been married for a while, though? Can I fub with my wife or no?
Hey, baby, you trying to fub?
I need equal participation from the guys and the girls. I want to know, for Joe wants to know, what would you want to do or experience if you were the opposite sex? You wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my gosh, I used to be a man, but I got boobs and the lady thing and I'm a woman. Oh my God.
So many things. Let me just hit you with it. All right. Are you ready?
833-JOE-ALEX, go.
Number one thing I'm doing, the helicopter. I'm swinging that around all morning long.
Second thing,
I want to experience a male O. I want to experience what that is like. I've listened to like interviews with like trans people who have experienced both, and they talk about how completely different it is for a man versus a woman. Yes.
They say
it feels completely different. All the whole thing is completely different. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to see what that's like because I'm just genuinely curious.
Do you know what it's like for females?
Yes.
I didn't know. I know you're
so
waiting until you're married.
So
stop it with the uncomfortable. Poor child.
Okay.
Get in here. It's a legit question.
I'll tell you what I would do. I didn't even think of any of that. I would just like to be able to go number one in public and not have any outdoors. I don't mean like in public.
Oh.
I just mean outdoors. Like while camping.
In a yard.
Or whatever it is. Or in a yard.
At a park.
Not that. But I just want to go number one in public and not have to deal with like the squatting, like the toilet paper situation.
That being able to just shake and walk.
Exactly. You don't have to like get close to plants and like squat down. You don't have to worry about your number one going all over your shoes.
Dude, what's it like not having to blow dry your hair and you just like towel dry and go and your hair is dry?
Are you asking me or in general for guys? Because I am bald and beautiful. I don't know about that. See, I've always wondered what it's like as a woman for what you mentioned, Alex. Like, how do I say this? Well, like one thing I ask for sometimes, and I always get complaints from girls that I've dated and now that I'm married, like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm like, is it really that bad? I'd want to know if it's really as bad as they say.
What? Oh, if giving special kisses sucks.
I get so much like bounce back for not wanting that. I also want to know what it's like to be a woman. Like, I've got moves, but like, what's it like to have boobs? Like, I always hear like, oh, my back hurts. It's so sore. I think this is maybe being a little bit dramatic, but.
Well, I couldn't tell you. I'm a proud member of the itty bitty you know what committee, so.
And I also was on the same wavelength with you as far as like, what does it feel like as a woman when you have that, you know, awesome experience? I want to know, because I feel like sometimes it may not happen all the time for women, but I feel like it's got to be better than a man's. Like, I think ladies got it better so much more than a dude.
No,
does.
See, I don't think so, because it takes a girl. So first of all, you guys can every single time. Every single time you can.
True.
It's never an issue. You don't understand what it's like for a woman. Like, you have to think of like so many different things. You have to like make sure you're focused. Like the lighting is correct. Otherwise, you're thinking about it like a grocery list, and like you can't always even get there. No matter even if you really want to. And it's like there's all these different things that girls deal with that guys don't. It's so cut and dry for a guy. Like, it is just, it's this and this, and then I'm there. And for a woman, it is 100 different things at the same time.
I also would just love to be able to experience getting upset or mad or angry
and not have someone call me crazy or blame it on PMSing.
That's good.
Or call me the B word.
That's true.
I'm just a guy.
Preaching.
No one thinks twice about it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I want to know what it's like to be a woman and actually be able to like get free drinks
at the
bar.
Most frustrating part for me about working here is that on our show, especially at least with the groups of personalities that I'm working with you three, you guys will all tell me behind the scenes a bunch of stuff that we need, you know, that needs to happen on the show, all these different things. When I go to our management about it, because I'm the only one that ever has the kahunas to do it, I'm the one by management that they're like, oh my God, here's Alex again with something else she needs. Here she is complaining, another thing. Meanwhile, not even just us, the whole radio station staff, everyone behind the scenes is saying the same crap, but I'm the only one that'll ever say anything. So I always get the crap like I'm a high mate, which I am a little bit to some extent, like I'll give you that, but I'm just the only one with the voice that's willing to say it.
It's
but I just feel like because
message,
I'm a girl, like everybody's just like, oh, here she goes,
it's
complaining.
The messenger.
1,000%.
No, that's not true. It's how you say it.
No, but I think,
just am direct. I'm like, hey, we really need this done. You know, that's the thing. If I was a guy that was a very direct
and
to
an
the
a-hole.
Point,
you would know you would be respected.
They'd be respected.
I guess we're going to disagree on that.
I think in the workplace there are
sexism
differences.
Sexism is real.
Yeah, I do think that there are minor hints of like sexism in that regard. Where
1,000%.
Like a girl saying things like that in the workplace, mm-hmm. she's always a bitch or she's like sensitive or just psycho
right,
or like
right.
unhinged emotionally. Whereas
yes.
a guy says the same thing, they're strong and respected.
Oh, it's that time of the month again.
Yeah, it's
Hate
just
it.
Really frustrating.
Well, as you can see, another successful edition of Joe Wants to Know
that
in the
was
books.
Successful.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Luke Perry, best known for his role as Dylan McKay in Beverly Hills 90210, died yesterday. He was 52. He was rushed to the hospital last Wednesday after suffering a stroke in L.A. A source said he never regained consciousness. Things were so dire that they put him under heavy sedation. He was gone basically by the time he got to the hospital. His family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers and that have been extended to Luke from around the world and respectfully request privacy in this time of great mourning. Here's Luke as Dylan while studying in a scene on 90210.
Dylan, timeout.
Okay, coach. I'll sit the bench for a while. Timeout's over.
No, come on. We're supposed to be studying history, not sex education.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Luke Perry had also recently been working on Riverdale for the CW. Production on Riverdale is shut down as of yesterday following his death. And here is a little cute clip of just him talking about his kids.
I have seen my children sit on the couch with the remote control.
Yeah.
And flip by me like three different
no
times.
No way.
Like, yeah, I'll be on three different channels. And they'll stop it like a mayonnaise commercial. They'll flip right by me like I'm not even there.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez purchased a $6.6 million mansion in Malibu with 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and a wraparound deck for their second anniversary last month. And they hired fixer-uppers Joanna Gaines and Chip Gaines to help redo it. J.Lo revealed on Ellen that she had brought Joanna into her home to give her magic touch. And yes, cameras were on hand. Joanna and her hubby Chip announced that they were returning to the Discovery Channel, but no date has been set yet.
That's
pretty
cool.
I cannot wait. That is the coolest thing ever. And Michael Jackson's nephew, his name is Taj, he's slamming Wade Robson, one of MJ's accusers, in the Leaving Neverland documentary, claiming that he's only changing his story for revenge over a job he didn't get.
I know you feel that the family side has not been getting enough attention. If they had come to you to interview you, what would you have told the documentary makers?
I would have said that Wade's changed his story about 4 different times. I would say that Wade, he went to my uncle's memorial. He did tribute shows left and right for my uncle. The minute he did not get MJ1, he all of a sudden starts writing a book on the down low. No one wanted to buy the book. And then all of a sudden he comes up with these allegations.
And Tamron Hall announced on Instagram that she's married and 32 weeks pregnant with her first child. The 48-year-old said that she and her husband are looking forward to the next chapter in their lives. The former Today Show host previously announced that her daytime talk show is going to be premiering in September. That is the garbage.
Want to play a little game here with Alex, Live the Well Girl, and Pork Chop. Let's go person to person to person. You don't win a prize, and I just want to test your knowledge. I mean, in honor of today being Fat Tuesday, happy Mardi Gras, y'all.
You'll Happy say. Mardi Gras, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to see how good you guys are with fatties. I have a game called Name That Fatty. Anybody excited?
Joe Pesci.
No,
oh.
That was rude. All right.
Alex.
I mean that with love.
You're up first. This is a really fat character.
Okay.
In an Austin Powers movie. What is his name?
Jabba the Hutt.
What?
No.
All right.
Poor chap. Do you know it?
I do.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it, though. It's Fat B.
Okay.
Get in my belly!
You can say the word, but okay.
A-S-T.
Okay. Liv the Web Girl.
Oh.
Liv the Web Girl, as the mom of Honey Boo Boo, she has lost a dramatic amount of weight, so she used to be a fatty. Liv, what's her name?
Honey Poo Poo?
Pork chop!
No!
Pork chop! Pork chop!
Alex said go ooh ooh. I'm gonna let her ooh ooh ooh. Go
Mama
ahead.
June.
Mama June.
I don't smell. You wanna smell? Because for a woman, your tootsie nudes, I mean, you know, your biscuit, I mean, your private area genitalia for a female, I mean, it just starts smelling like a
Mama,
oh
yo.
I wash my tooth 3 times a day.
Are you lying?
I loved that show. When that came off because she was dating a child molester, I was so ticked off.
Oh, my God. Okay, can you tell me...
Who's this for? Are we all just buzzing in now?
Well, it sounds like that's what you guys are doing. I kind of was going everywhere, but you can just buzz in for fun now. We'll switch it up. All right, tell me what band performed this song about fatties?
Alex.
Alex, what song?
Bare Naked Ladies.
No,
what?
Liv,
oh, my
Liv,
God.
Liv. Queen.
Who did you say again?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
I said it without you really paying attention to the song. I thought you were going to play that. Oh.
Girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Wait, what song am I thinking of?
I don't know. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Put a fatty in my face.
I was thinking about the song title being Fat Bottom Girls, and then I was thinking the art, the band, Bare Naked Ladies. I don't know why I got that all confused.
Okay.
What?
Who did a parody of Michael Jackson's...
Liv!
Go ahead.
Fat Al.
Who?
Who? You're talking about the Thriller, but instead of Thriller, it's like they're eating.
Are you talking about Weird Al?
Weird Al!
He's not fat.
Weird Al.
He's skinny. Because
of yes, it's Weird Al, not Fat Al.
Dang it.
Hey, Fat Al! Yes, Weird Al did a parody of Bad.
She's thinking of Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Who's Fat Albert?
He's hold on. A Cosby character.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, next question. Anybody can buzz in. We're doing Name That Fatty. Here we go, in honor of Fat Tuesday. Can you tell me what theme song this is from? Buzzing anytime with your name. Famous theme song involving a fatty.
I know it.
Hey, hey.
It's Fat Albert.
Oh, that's yes. What I literally just said.
Cosby came out with this. It was a cartoon back in the day. Fat Albert. You never seen this before?
No.
Way before your time. You got to check out Fat Albert.
You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds old.
Well, it is. It's very old. Let's see. The next one I got here. Name That Fatty here on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell me the artist. Used to be fat. Actually, they're kind of skinny now. But who is this?
Liv. Alex.
Liv.
Fat Joe.
Do the rock.
Yes. He lost so much weight.
Lean back.
Did he really?
Oh, you have Google right now. Fat Joe weight loss. You won't believe how skinny he is.
When I was in like second grade, this was my jam, and I always used to sing it at school because all the other kids thought I was so cool that I knew it because I had older siblings.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was pretty BA back then.
I can't pull it up fast enough. You know why? Because the hackers are still controlling our Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's terrible. All right. What does the abbreviation PHT stand for?
Fat. Like cool.
What are the PHAT stand for? Yeah, it's fat. What does that mean?
I didn't know
Liv.
It stood for
wait,
Liv.
PHAT?
PHAT.
It's cool. I mean, like fat, cool.
But it also...
Baby fat?
No.
Isn't that a brand?
What does it mean? Yeah. Those letters each represent a word. PHAT.
Preferably funny at times.
Where's the F in there?
Something about pharmaceuticals.
It's PHAT.
PHAT, yes.
Preferably funny at... Oh. Oops.
PH.
I know.
Preferably
hilarious at times.
No, that is
that actually
wrong.
Makes sense, though.
Please hump a turtle.
Yeah,
no,
that's it.
That is also wrong. What is wrong with you? It stands. You've never heard this? Oh, man, she's PHT. Pretty hot and tempting.
Never heard of that. Sounds like some weird crap from the 70s.
No, okay, it's not that old. I can't
never
believe it.
Heard that.
And finally, name this famous TV dad by this sound.
Peter Griffin. Oh, Simpsons.
Well, you already went wrong, so good job on that one. Go ahead, Liv.
The Simpsons.
That Homer, is correct.
He's not fat.
Oh, my God. The guy's got a beer gut.
Yeah, but he's not fat.
Wait, would you say
Peter
Homer
Griffin
Simpson?
He's fatter.
He's fat in 1990. He's not fat in 2019.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This to me is a hilarious story, even though six police cars got involved with it. Tell me what you think about this guy pulling a prank as a panda that went terribly wrong.
Police in Muskego released a 911 call related to a suspicious person in Muskego last week.
What one neighbor thought was a theft turned out to be a pretty good laugh. CBS 58's Lindsay Brandwall spoke exclusively to the neighbor and has this report.
It was 11:30 in the morning when the call came into 911 about a strange sight on this Muskego street. Molly Salentine's dogs just needed the bare necessities.
I had to work a couple more hours than originally planned, so I needed somebody to let out the dogs.
When she asked her neighbor to do it, Molly had no idea the pandemonium that request would cause.
Keep in mind the word she just said, pandemonium. That is what we call foreshadowing.
We still don't know if the dogs were let out.
Muskego 911.
The report was for a suspicious person, or the caller suspected it was a person.
It's a big what? I'm sorry?
Teddy bear. Honest to God.
Somebody dressed as a teddy bear?
I knew that my neighbors had a security camera set up. And I thought, well, I'm going to make the ordinary extraordinary. I'm going to dress up in the panda outfit.
Stop. The panda doesn't want to be identified.
The neighborhood has...
I mean, it's funny, Alex, in this video where it'll be up on the Dummy of the Day blog, when he does a TV interview, he's in the panda outfit.
No.
But you can see him in the costume as a panda. Let's see what else he's got going on here.
But Molly feels he still has all the qualities of a good neighbor.
Qualities.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got to give it to her. She's kind of punny today. This lady is good.
A funny joke.
The panda was caught black and white handed on multiple.
Oh, come on, black and white handed. This lady is so funny.
Security cameras and by Muskego police.
So just as I was about to pivot up and walk up my lawn, I turn around and I see at least three squad cars with a fourth and a fifth coming.
I'd be Muskego pooping my panda pants.
Hold on.
I realized.
He bamboozled everyone.
Liv, you need to have a punny joke. Go.
Pandas are white and black.
Oh, there's our blonde joke.
There we go.
Nothing was criminal.
I mean, you're allowed in my house. I cleared it with the police.
The panda had the right to bear.
I paid about $125.
The right to bear?
The right to bear arms.
I almost missed it.
For this costume, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Of course, no arrests were made. Both parties are thankful their neighbors were looking out and reported suspicious activity. Reporting from Muskego, Lindsay Brandwall, CBS 58 News.
Oh, that wasn't a joke. My bad. That was pretty good, though. I got to give it to her. Sometimes those reporters are annoying, but I enjoyed her little panda puns.
I liked it, too.
All right.
I kind of expected like a Panda Express joke from Liv. She loves Panda Express.
He's going to get Panda Express for lunch.
He didn't have good fortune.
Ah, dang it.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you agree, or maybe you got one you want to throw in there, these are new rules for communicating, they say, in the digital age, and I feel like I'm guilty of breaking all these, so please don't hold back, Liv. Alex, please don't hold back and tell me if you think I do this or if you agree. They say, number one, do not randomly FaceTime someone. What's the big deal with that? They're saying that you need to shoot a text first saying, hey, can I FaceTime you?
There's nothing I hate more than FaceTime, but I actually might be the minority in that.
I love FaceTime. I FaceTime all of my closest friends, all of my family, all of the time. We give no heads up. I feel like maybe they're saying heads up if you don't know them.
Like if it's your wife, I think it's okay. If it's us, no.
Well, why? Because you think I'm going to be naked or something? I don't understand why it's a problem.
You just have to, it's a super special close relationship for you to just FaceTime.
We're not that close?
I think it's fine with your close friends.
Not close enough to be FaceTiming randomly? What if I'm pooping?
Any of your girlfriends.
So? Flush.
I think it's fine to FaceTime. They should be able to FaceTime you whenever.
Yeah.
If it's like a random person or someone that you have a crush on, like a guy that you're just like starting to talk to, the first time you FaceTime, you should talk about it first.
Yeah.
Okay, now I actually kind of agree with this one, and I think we all know something that had to happen. Try not to deliver bad news through a text message or social media. Like, that's not the way to tell somebody, hey, your dog died, or hey, sorry about grandma.
Oh my God, I have a friend who had a family member just do that. She like announced through a family group text she was getting a divorce. They were like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, super crazy. Yeah.
How did the family take that?
I mean, they all were asking her like, no, let's meet up and talk about it.
Okay, Alex, you brought up about returning text and having read receipts on. It says don't take hours to return a text unless there's a good reason. So don't play games, pretty much, is what they're saying.
Like, yeah, that's, I think every girl would appreciate that.
I'm really bad at this. I am just a very bad texter. My boyfriend will tell you this. Even when we were like talking, first dating, I'm awful at this. All of my friends will tell you this. All of my family will tell you this. I am so bad at texting and responding to messages.
All right, what about this one? Do you agree? Because I actually agree with this one. If you have time to Snapchat or Instagram, whatever your social media platform is, then you have time to return my text. Because do you ever like have somebody say, like, I saw you on Facebook, why didn't you return my text?
Yeah, I hate that.
No, I agree with that. And if I do, it's just because I'm forgetful. It's mostly a forgetting thing more than anything.
All right, does anybody leave voicemails anymore?
I do.
You do.
Not at all.
Not really.
They're saying that if you do, you know, get the voicemail, you don't have to leave a voicemail anymore. Because obviously, duh, I saw that Porkchop called.
I stopped doing that probably 4 years ago.
If it's like a professional thing, yes. But otherwise with friends, no.
I leave voicemails for my friends, but I leave them funny messages or like raps. For like my boyfriend and my friends.
Yeah, when I'm dating somebody, I leave them voicemails because I'm just like, answer the phone. I'm breaking up with you. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm being funny.
I always call my friend Pam from the office.
Hey, Pam.
So I like go along that.
Do you think it's acceptable now in the modern age, these digital rules here on the Joe and Alex show, to just simply say, happy birthday, Liv, instead of me telling you, I only text you? Or do I have to call or say something to your face?
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with the text.
Really? Do you need a present then too, or does the text cover all?
I mean, I break up with people on text messages. Like,
oh God. All right, let's clean this up real quick. It's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now, and producer Porkchop does not understand the basics of covering his cough. What is wrong with you?
I've got the manliest sneeze out there.
I'm not saying is your sneeze manly or feminine. I'm saying you just did a big sneeze while that song was playing, and how did he do it, Liv?
Well, he sneezed in his hands, but are you saying that male germs are better than female germs? And if you're a man and have a manly sneeze, then you don't need to cover your germs?
No, what I'm saying is, Joe...
Sexism is real, people. Sexism is real.
That's all she's saying now. That's her only thing she's going to say now. Like everything. Sexism's real! Now... Porkchop, do you understand how to cover a cough? And this is for everybody right now, because if you're still dealing with this flu season and the cold season, you need to do this. You know that you're not supposed to cough in your hands. You're supposed to cover your cough. Alex brought up a good example, too, of a way to do it.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, I had a really, really, really big sneeze, and I felt like the shoulder thing wouldn't have done justice. Or the elbow thing, whatever.
So he used his hands.
Ew.
Yeah, like that's...
Then you're touching everything, and you're going to get us sick.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously, we can't afford to get sick.
Oh my
We're
God.
We're all sick right now.
We're all sick because of you.
Maybe.
That is not true. I heard you little turd bags talking about me the other day when I was heading up to my brother's wedding.
My gosh.
My sinus pressure has nothing to do with what you guys have. Plus, it was not contagious.
Dude, you can't say that.
Fake news.
You could have had asthma and
had a minor cold that you gave to us.
Wait, listen to what you just said. You just said you could have. So that means that you also can't say that he did get us.
Yeah, Miss Hypothetical.
No, I'm saying that along with his asthma, he had a cold.
How do you know?
And he gave it to all of us.
Are you a scientist? Are you a doctor?
Yeah, did you swab my butt?
She does have a college degree. None of us do.
We've seen many times where that means nothing.
I don't believe pork chop.
What? No, I've got a picture. It's got 500 likes.
Oh, get over yourself. You know what the big glaring flag here is? Is that Live the Web Girl doesn't bring it up. Who works at a daycare with six snotty-nosed kids all day? Ugh. You sicko.
Yeah, you're sick.
True.
You owe me an apology. You know, Alex an apology.
I didn't come in sick last week. You know who did come in sick last week?
You.
Joe.
I did not. And first of all, I've got to come in and do the show.
You don't. Oh, we have Pork Chop now. He's capable of doing it.
You're such a martyr.
We have
you
a producer.
Are such a martyr.
No,
Joe.
Somebody's got to run the show. I got to do it. I'm just saying we accept your apology for getting us all sick. But seriously, next time, you can't be so selfish. It's not all about Liv.
I literally quit.
Okay. Well, listen, make sure at your new job you're not as selfish, please.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams addressed the rumors about her marriage troubles during her morning talk show's return after a two-month hiatus.
Thank you so much for waiting. We were supposed to only be off for 2 weeks for Christmas vacation. And towards the end of the 2 weeks, I started to feel thyroidish. I mean, they're always adjusting and always doing stuff, and it can really screw you over. And then the salt levels, and you know, I'm 54, and not for nothing, even though you feel 25, honey, you know.
She also talked about the rumors that she's splitting up with her husband after 28 years.
I'm still wearing my ring. When you've been with somebody for 28 years, I know what you've been seeing.
And I knew what the streets have been talking about. And anybody who's been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know. Marriages have ebbs and flows. Marriages are not easy. And don't ask me about mine until you see this gone. And it ain't going anywhere.
Ariana Grande is getting her own drink at Starbucks called Cloud Macchiato. The drink is espresso, whipped cold foam, and caramel drizzle. It will be available in stores nationwide beginning today.
Ooh, I hope she licks it too.
Kevin Spacey is headed to trial for his assault of an underage boy in July of 2016 in Massachusetts, but there are no eyewitnesses to the incident, and the teen didn't even tell his girlfriend. The teen claims that the Oscar-winning actor stuck his hand down his pants in the middle of a crowded bar, but according to witness interviews, he did not tell that to his girlfriend despite her texting and speaking to him before, after, and during the incident. Also, the owner of the bar, a waiter who was working that night, and a bartender all told cops that they saw nothing in the way of an assault.
I'm not saying it's not possible to happen, but like, or a girl even. I'm like, how do you just, like, nobody noticing, put your hands down somebody's pants?
I'm sorry, but my butt has been grabbed 8 billion times in bars and no one has noticed. Things go unnoticed, especially when you're in a bar that is crowded, it is dark, and also drinking is involved. People are not paying attention to that. People are not looking down, paying attention to what's happening below the waist. Also, victim shame is a real, real thing. When something like that happens to people, they feel shame and embarrassed.
I just
don't
get it,
Liv. And they don't want to tell anyone about it.
I don't get it. I'm not saying he's lying. It's just like, I understand, like, hey, a guy grabs your butt. Or Spacey could put his hands over the guy's junk. I just don't know, like, how do you get your hands, like, past the band? I don't know. I don't understand how that happened.
Well,
it seems like that's quite a long process.
Allegedly it did, so...
And Brie Larson was on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about how scared she's been to tell anyone that she's in the Captain Marvel movie.
I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that I was even playing Captain Marvel for a year.
Did you tell anybody, though?
No!
You didn't.
Are you kidding me? I was so scared.
Well, what do you think they would really do? Yeah, they're going to be mad, but it's not like they're going to take your action figure away.
I know. Sam brought that up to me because I told him. I was like, I'm so stressed, man. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. And he was like, what are they going to do, fire you now? Like, yeah. Right before the premiere? Like, you're fine, but I'm still just like, oh, no.
That's the garbage.